Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
We're always constantly learning how to be a better parent, picking up nuggets here, nuggets there, Cass.
Yeah, I know this is going to come as a shock to most of you, but I actually don't know everything. And so I tried to learn from other people's life experiences. And that way I don't have to go through them by myself. Someone else does the work and I benefit. But there is one thing that, Bert, you've been talking about lately that I caught myself in a moment with my kids. And I remembered what you had talked about and it stopped me in my tracks and it completely changed the way I parent with my kids in this one situation. So a little bit of context. With screen time with my kids, we are trying to make it more of a family thing that we do together. And what I mean by that is instead of just sitting in front of a movie, we play video games together some evenings. Like we'll play Mario Kart as a family. So we're talking and like kind of battling, or Super Mario Brothers where we work. There's like a new one where you work together to achieve a goal, but we let the kids lead the way. So for us, it's like a family thing that we can all do that we all enjoy, but it's screen time. So the kids love it. And I remember Hazel was going into a level where you have to collect these stars, right? And we had already collected all the stars, all the things for that level. We had beat it. And she starts to go into that level. And I'm like, why are you going into that level? We already beat it. And she goes, for fun. And it stopped me.
What is that?
No, it seriously stopped me in my tracks. And I thought about you and your conversation about how you had been searching for hobbies, but every single hobby, it's kind of ingrained into you. How can you make it bigger and better and profit off it? And it's hard to step back and just do things for fun. And I didn't totally connect to that because I'm a lazy person at my core. And I was like, I can do things for fun and not make money off it. That's no problem. So I appreciated that was your struggle, but I was like, can't relate. And then this happened with the video game. And I was like, definitely can relate, because in my mind, I'm like, why would you go replay a level when you already beat it? We got to next one, baby. We got to get that high score. Got to beat it. And I realized that I was teaching my kids, even in moments of fun, it's all about what you've accomplished. Mm. And I stepped back and I really had to sit and think, and I'm like, how do I do this balance? Because I want them to have a life that's fun, and I want them to be able to do things just for them that they enjoy. And although, you know, replaying a level of Mario is like watching paint dry for me, it's going to bore me to tears.
Right.
They're having fun. But at the same time, I want to instill a drive in them.
Ambition.
Yes. Ambition, succeed. And it just came up like, it's something that I'm still kind of working through, how to find that balance and how to make sure I'm not raising kids who are happy just to be laissez-faire and not do anything. But I don't want to raise a kid that their only ambition is to, it sounds so bad. Mm-hmm. Being the best is a good thing. And ambition to be the best is also a good thing. But when that is your entire life and your only goal in life, and the rest of your life falls to the wayside because you're focused on that one thing, I personally don't find that to be healthy. Because I was in that state at one point, and I don't find that to be fulfilling. And I want to teach them, like, you can choose your own path. If that's what you want, that's great. But it made me realize these micro movements and things that I say to them every single day are shaping them in ways. It's like the butterfly effect. Like, that's a small comment, but down the line, that's going to be something that sticks with them.
Yeah. And you know, as a parent that's a little further along than you are, you won't know that they're getting it until they show it to you later on. Like, I think as parents, sometimes we feel like our kids, are they even listening to us? And you're saying the same thing over and over and over again. And then sometimes somebody else will come in and say the exact same thing you said, you've been saying for a decade. And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes off on them. I can't believe they said it, right? But I learned this lesson here with Hollis that I've shared with you also, in that he's playing soccer right now at a very high level. In fact, he had another game last night, another hat trick.
Another one?
Three.
Dang. Wow. Another one.
Hat trick of hat tricks.
Two games back to back with three goals. And he had put so much pressure on himself over the course of his first 3 years in high school, and he made a decision before this season that he was just going to have fun. I'm probably not getting a scholarship to any D1. You know what? I see some of my friends getting scouted. I'm just going to have fun. And it has totally lightened his load, and he has become a completely different player right now. And as much as I have started to plant the seeds, excuse me, I'm spitting all over myself today. Planting the seeds to, hey, maybe you should take this thing to the next level. Like, maybe when you go to college, you can walk on. He shuts me down. Like, he's actually having a good time without a goal of going to the next level. He's taught me that lesson.
I love that.
As I take a step back and I watch, like, this generation of parenting. So, and I'm talking about, like, millennials and Gen X, and watching our style of parenting versus our parents. And it's like, okay, I got to do whatever I can to make sure my kid doesn't have to go to therapy, right? Like, that pendulum has swung so far, like, and it always does. And so we are now so hyper fixated on everything we say and everything we do, because we want to make sure we give our kids the right tools to succeed. And we want to make sure that they can express themselves, and emotions are important, and all of that stuff is important. But I have noticed this shift that we are so wanting to be different than our parents, that the pendulum has swung so far to the other side that we are hypercritical of everything we say and do, and we overthink everything we say and do, because in the back of my head, I'm like, my son's going to go to therapy because of me.
Oh my God, I should record myself. Like, okay, yeah, you can play that level for fun if you want, but don't forget, sometimes it's really good to do things and work really hard to get the high score, but that's not everything in life. You have to do what makes you happy, but don't ever lose the drive and ambition to be an overachiever and the best, but that's not what life is about.
And how old is she?
Five. So I'm definitely sending her to therapy, just not intentionally.
There's so much to pick apart here that we could talk about when it comes to parenting, and also our culture in America too, because now, as Kristen was saying, I've been saying for years about this pendulum going back and forth. It's just that we've created this atmosphere for kids now to immediately go into quote unquote depression mode, right? Where we've tried to create this atmosphere that if things aren't absolutely like perfect for them, they don't get sad about it, or they don't get conflicted about it. Their go-to now is having to go to therapy. And this is something that parents created, is that they're going through a quote unquote depression or going through a sadness that needs professional help. And I don't know that it does.
Did the safe space become too safe? Like, and by making it so safe, because in order to instill grit and in order to become capable, you have to have obstacles. So if you delete all obstacles, you're going to eliminate a child that is capable and has grit. So did we make the safe place too safe?
I do think so. You know,
I think so.
I absolutely think so.
I don't know. My parents are pretty hard on me.
I don't know what safe space y'all had, but I would like to go back and redo that.
No, it's safe now.
We didn't have it. Yeah. If you had a kid, the safe space would be too safe.
Good thing I'm sterile.
The Burt Show.